This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
With Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Reuters, in these last hours, Brasilia, police raids on former President Bolsonaro and his associates for allegedly plotting a coup after the 2022 election, has weakened right-wing opposition to President Lula da Silva ahead of October's local elections. Bolsonaro, says the Reuters, a far-right firebrand who modeled himself on former U.S. President Donald Trump, surrendered his passport to police last Thursday, and 4 of his former aides have been arrested. Search warrants were served against 4 of his former ministers, 3 of them retired army generals. Ernesto, a very good evening to you. You've been very carefully explicating this story for more than a year. Lula da Silva in office and apparently strongly in office, being praised by Europeans traveling over the world, continues to worry about Bolsonaro as a future challenger in some fashion. I believe Mr. Bolsonaro has been disenfranchised from running for the presidency in the next cycle. At the same time, this is generally understood as lawfare. However, the raids, the headlines, the arrests, the detentions suggest they're escalating. Are they escalating and why? Why now? Good evening to you, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. Yes, this is lawfare. I think that's the bottom line, I think, for all the men. You know that story about the thief that robbed someone and then the way to escape is to say, get the thief, right? And then so everyone goes around, oh, where's the thief? I'm the thief. And the real thief goes away with whatever he got. So I think the democracy in Brazil is being destroyed by Lula, his people, the Supreme Court, and their allies in Congress, and their allies in the media. That's the bottom line. And the best way to get away with that is to put the blame on someone else and say in this case that Bolsonaro and his people were trying to destroy democracy. The story has been is being told in a way that mixes things by the media, international and Brazilian media, to create some sort of a word salad that leads people by some sort of neuro-linguistic strategy to lead people to believe certain things. So very quickly to summarize, there are 3 moments in time that are under scrutiny. One is in July 2022, so 3 months before the election, where a ministerial meeting was recorded with Bolsonaro and all the ministers, where Bolsonaro strongly expresses concern about the voting process in the coming elections and what might result in terms of chaos if the voting process was not some way fixed. There's a whole story about that, and we talked about this in history about that for many years, the attempt to get a more trustworthy voting process and the denial of that by the Supreme Court and the imposition of an electronic process, which is very very obscure in a way. Anyway, that was in July. So no one would plan a coup in a ministerial recorded session, right? but this is being used by this lawfare process. Then in December, after the election, December 2022, and a couple of weeks before Lula was supposed to be inaugurated, a decree, a draft decree, was allegedly discussed to allow an intervention supported by Article 142 of the Brazilian Constitution, which allows for the president to call the armed forces to restore order if order is disrupted. So I won't get into the merit and possibility of that. I don't know if this was discussed, but that's the allegation. The thing is that if this happened, it was the discussion of the implementation of a certain constitutional article. So the interpretation that this is a coup is an attribution that, okay, you can say, oh, this is a coup. Like when Dilma Rousseff, a former president, was impeached for embezzlement and other things back in 2016, the left, Lula's party, etc., they said, oh, this is a coup. This impeachment is a coup. So they call anything a coup, okay? But to implement a, okay, ambiguous article, that's true, but to implement an article of the Constitution, I don't think that's equal to a coup. Okay, so that's the second moment. And the third moment is January the 8th, 2023. Lula already inaugurated for 1 week, so in power, fully in power with all the instruments of power. The invasion of Congress, presidential palace, etc., in Brasilia. So people are saying, well, this is was the implementation of the coup attempt. So, which is totally absurd, because if there was an action foreseen and discussed, it would be taken before Lula was inaugurated, when Bolsonaro, as president, had the security structure in his hands. And not 1 week after Lula took power, when he didn't have the police or anything anymore. But I think the narrative is trying to make people mix all those things. And so since July, Bolsonaro was trying to implement a coup. In December, they discussed that. And in January, they went and invaded Congress and invaded the Supreme Court. And that was the attempt to implement the coup, which is absurd. This is also an action of intimidation against opposition in a year of very important local elections in Brazil in late October, where Bolsonaro, although he can't run for anything for 8 years, he is a very important vote attractor. Support candidates and get those candidates elected in local elections. So and let's not forget that he is obviously one of the main targets. But Valdemar Costa Neto, the president of his party, the Liberal Party, was arrested in a totally absurd charges as well. He was not arrested for attempted coup or anything. He was arrested because he had in his house a weapon, a gun that was registered under his son's name and not under his name. So this would be a small, not only not a crime and not a misdemeanor, a small infraction. But he was arrested for that. Obviously, this is an intimidation attempt. They want to show, look, we can do whatever we want with whomever we want. So if you want, if you think you can go against the system, forget about it. So they want to enfeeble the opposition, enfeeble Bolsonaro's party. This is clearly the case. So that's the way I see things. No threat to democracy, I think, ever came from Bolsonaro's group, from Bolsonaro himself. You know that I have criticism about many things in his administration after I left the ministry, but no, he was never a threat to democracy. What is a threat to democracy is today that people can arrest anyone on a minor infraction, for example, like I just said. They are not allowing the lawyers of people who are arrested to communicate with each other, which is illegal, but who is going to say it's not it's illegal? Okay, freedom of expression. I mean, you have dozens of people who lost not only their freedom of expression, their channels, their social network channels, but bank accounts have been frozen. Any communicator from the opposition, and many other examples. So that's where the real threat comes from.
Joseph, your observation of Brazil, as Ernesto has just explicated the fact, we're supposed to imagine that a coup masters would record their session so the police could accuse them later of coup. Does this influence other states throughout the region who are leaning towards consolidating power by eliminating the opposition?
Yes, John. I think the operative word here, you know, and what Ernesto just described is that term lawfare. The lawfare is something that the left is now fully engaged in Latin America, and you're seeing it in different instances throughout different countries. There's at least 8 countries right now throughout the region that are in an intense political battle for control of the country's national courts or the attorney general's office. Let me give you an example in Colombia, where there's a spat between the president, Gustavo Petro, and the attorney general, Francisco Barbosa. Just last week, President Petro took to X and he accused the attorney general of trying to do an institutional coup. He also made coup claims. And he basically said that that's because that they're investigating his brother, they're investigating his son for alleged ties to drug trafficking and some campaign finance irregularities. But because Petro can't get the attorney general replaced, he calls on his supporters to protest. Thankfully, it didn't turn violent, but they did storm the streets in front of the Supreme Court, and they try to force a selection of a new attorney general. So you're starting to see this, John, all throughout Latin America. I could give you the example of Honduras. I could give you the example of Ecuador. It's in different instances, but the common denominator is it's mostly Latin American leftist political figures that are trying to capture courts and attorney general office so that they can give impunity to their friends and give persecution to their political opposition.
And Ernesto, watching Brazil, is this working? Half the country voted for Bolsonaro. Is it intimidated by this? Is it backing off because of these arrests?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's totally on the defensive. Any other figure from, let's say, the right, from the conservative side, are on the defensive. They are not able to campaign for October in any sort of fair way. Yes, I mean this is a power grab by whoever is managing the political system now in Brazil. Bolsonaro is a reference for so many people that. He is still a leader. Whatever he does, whatever he says, he's still a tremendously important leader. Let's not forget this latest operation was performed a day after Bolsonaro had an immense rally in the city near São Paulo with thousands and thousands of people. I mean, trying to get to him and to touch him, and the way it always was in terms of popularity. And Lula, I mean, he can do that. I mean, the other day he staged some sort of Stalinist event in a Volkswagen factory in Brazil. He got into a car, an open car, and started to wave to people inside the factory. It's a controlled, a totally controlled environment. That's the only way he can do. So, yes, this is basically a demonization of whoever is on the conservative side as people against democracy, coup attempters, and all that. So it's basically the destruction of anyone right of center in Brazil.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We're going to Panama and Nicaragua because there's reason to believe we've got lawfare working there in two states who are profoundly different. One is a democracy, the other is a tyranny. And yet, this is the New World Report. I'm John Batten.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.